This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the pitch, swinging a high fly ball, right field, deep, Tatis back, warning track, gone. Home run, Carlos Santana, his third homer of the series, and a big insurance run for the Pirates. It's 3-1 in the ninth.
So that happened yesterday. Pirates win 3-2, and the Pirates beat the Padres in a three-game series. That's exciting, but also... it's Steelers training camp start day. Football season is here. Here we go, Steelers. So that's exciting. Comments from Mike Tomlin about his contract. Najee Harris continues to complain about the running back situation, as does many of the running backs in the NFL. We're going to talk about that this morning as well. Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson will be live from St. Vincent College this morning. I'm still at the ShortKeyKia.com studios in Greentree, but that's okay. They're going to be covering Steelers news from training camp this morning, so look forward to that. But football season, it's coming. And that's exciting. If you want to call and you want to talk about the Steelers, 412-928-9370. And I feel bad because I teased football talk yesterday and then never really got to it. So we're going to start with football today, not only because it's the start of training camp, but because I want to make up for my false tease as well. But if you want to call and you want to talk about the Steelers, you can at 412-928-9370. You're welcome to. You can also tag me in tweets at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. If you want to make some comments at me again, and I'll read them if they're interesting, or if it's a good question, I'll read them off. So tweet at me or X at me. I mean, I'm looking at this Twitter logo on my web browser now, and it's throwing me off greatly, because usually when I'm interacting with social media, I'll look for the logo in the tab, and they changed the logo already, at least on PCs. If you go to an internet browser on a PC, the little tab, it doesn't have the little Twitter bird anymore. It has the letter X in black, and it keeps throwing me off because I'm searching for my Twitter tab and I can't find it. And the reason why I can't is because Twitter has been rebranded as the X now, and I hate that. Just because it's inconvenient for me to search around and look for my tabs when I'm trying to send out messages. So, minor inconvenience. We'll get over it. We're doing a show. And you can weigh in. There are a few comments that I found particularly interesting from several members of the Steelers yesterday. The first one, Mike Tomlin, on a potential contract extension for him to continue to be the head coach of the Steelers.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about it.
No.
I'm just at the stage of my career, man. I don't care about contracts, to be honest with you, man. I acknowledge I've seen more days than I'm going to see. You know, that's just the nature of this thing. I'm appreciative of the opportunity. I'm singularly focused. I'm thankful that I'm at a stage in life and in my career where that's a non-issue for me.
Look at that. Listen to that first comment again. Yeah.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about it.
Never thought about it. No, not Mike Tomlin. Never thought about it. Never thought about a contract extension. No. I don't know. I mean, it's a typical Tomlin answer. But he's entertaining to listen to, isn't he? No, never thought about a contract extension. Never thought about, you know, continuing to get paid to do this job. No, never. Never thought about what that might be like. I don't buy that entirely. But I'm also not surprised that he said that. And I don't think we'd ever hear him admit to thinking about contracts or more money or being tenured longer as the head coach of the Steelers. But just, I laugh when I hear that, like the way he says it.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about it.
Wow, never even thought about it.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about it.
That makes me laugh. Wow, I haven't even thought about it. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, again, not to be unexpected from Mike Tomlin when he says things like that. I wouldn't expect him to admit that, but just the I mean, does that sound like a genuine wow?
Wow, I hadn't even thought about it.
Mike Tomlin, very entertaining man. I'll give him that much. How about TJ Watt? Talking about Alex Highsmith, who just got a contract about a week ago. And Watt talking about working with Alex Highsmith on the defensive side of the ball.
It's big, and I mean, that's talking about the stuff where it's just eye contact, where we're picking up on things out on the field, where I can just tell him little cues, or he can look at me and I know exactly what he's thinking. If he's going to go inside, so I have to cover him around the edge on the backside. Just the whole front. We continue to grow. I think Dunbar has done such a good job, and Denzel Martin, of just getting us all on the same page, and that's why it's so important for the pass rush. We're all in the same room, and it's been beneficial to us.
All right, TJ Watt works well with Alex Highsmith. Love to hear it. TJ Watt, happy about how the defense is communicating and all the personnel on the Steelers' defense. I like to hear that. Now, hopefully TJ Watt can stay healthy for the first half of the season. I'm sure we all pray for that. But, you know, it's good that he's acknowledging Highsmith and the rest of the Steelers' defense, that he's pleased with how things are going. And it's good that the Steelers can keep around a guy that Watt's familiar with and a guy that's familiar with the Steelers' defense in Alex Highsmith. And right now, it's seeming good. Now, again, it's day one. We're at day one right now. Training camp has just begun. This is day one of preparation for the football season. Optimism deserves to be high. Doesn't mean it's going to translate when games come around, but I'm not worried about that right now. I'm happy to hear that TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith are good. They're communicating and they're working well together on the Steelers' defense. That's inspiring to hear, so I like that. This clip a little bit longer. Najee Harris. Now, the full amount of time that he talked about running backs in the NFL was about 7 minutes the other day. Most of what he talked about was not so much, you know, Steelers specific and about what he's doing with the Steelers. He talked at length about running backs in the NFL and the conditions of running backs and what running backs are being paid. And it seems that he is one of the biggest advocates for running backs getting better compensation and for you know, the position to not get discriminated against, I'll say, the running backs to not get, to not be as valued, to get less money than the rest of the positions in the NFL. So listen to these comments, and he prefaces it, and you'll hear it, by him saying that it's not a Steelers issue, it's a league-wide issue. But just listen to what he initially said about the running back situation in the NFL.
Before I speak on all that, I just want to say it has nothing to do with the Steelers, Mr. Omar, Mr. Rooney, or Mike Tomlin. I'm just speaking on behalf of running backs in general. You know, obviously we had the meeting that came out. The meeting was obviously about how, I guess, devalued they say it is, the running back position is, and just how unhappy we are about just the situation, how things have been. You know, me personally, I'm upset to see that they even say that, because, you know, they're choosing when to devalue the running back. And what I mean by that is that if numerous times, you know, I can speak on my behalf, they ask me alone, you know, just, you know, the game's going to rely on you. You need to do this for the team. You got to do this right here. Hey, it's time to close out the game. Hey, we need to lean on you right now. And it happens in a lot of places, like Cleveland, you could say, Tennessee, you know, even with the Niners, you know, there's numerous teams where this happens at. There's a lot of times where, you know, the running back is utilized a lot in the pass protection game, too. You know, that's not a stat that they're going to put. Neither is that a stat that they want to say. If we're not running the ball, we're blocking. If we're not blocking, we're running the route. We're always doing something, you know what I mean? Only time when they choose to say that it's devalued is when it's time to pay the running back, you know? So they're really choosing when to say to devalue the position. It's not devalued at all. They just don't want to pay a running back. Sorry. They just want to pay a running back. So, you know, for us to see that, you know, and 17 games they're asking us to do this and this and this, you know, it's not once did we say, you know, I thought the running back don't matter, though. Why are you asking me to do this? Ask the blah, blah, blah to do this or this, this, and that. You know, we don't want to say that. You know, our job is to do that.
This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. And that was Najee Harris talking about running backs being devalued in the NFL. Does Najee have a point? I think he does in a certain way. I also read some comments from NFL owner Jim Irsay that said it's inappropriate to renegotiate terms of a deal whenever that deal is still in progress. Like, the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, is agreed upon. It gets cycled through every so many years. So for one position group to be complaining about it, Irsay said that that's inappropriate. And I kind of see that point as well. And it's fair, because the collective bargaining agreement, it's a compromise. It's where not everybody gets what they want. There are some things that you give. There are some things that you take. And in turn, everybody can find some happiness in getting some of what they want while the other side has to give. And then you give to take some of what the other side's giving. So right now, it's just a market where the running backs are not being valued as much. That the collective bargaining agreement allows for running backs to get tagged or to get less money because they're not seen to be as valuable, or they're seen as more disposable because they take damage up front frequently and they get ran and ran and ran, and then they get hurt or they lose a quick step. They lose some of that sharpness that they had, you know, fresh out of college or, you know, fresh from being drafted. And then the team's like, well, you know, yeah, you know, you can't, you're not playing as well. You're hurt. So we can't give you enough money. You know, we can't give you, you know, a bigger contract because you're hurt. You're not as valuable. So I get where Najee's coming from to an extent. And I know what it was like to play the running back positions. I was a fullback in high school, so I have a very small sample size of what it might be like to run the football in the NFL, and especially what he had to go through his rookie season where the line couldn't block for him and he had to fight through the line. I don't think people should forget that, how well he ran despite having an offensive line that was very weak. So I get where he's coming from to an extent. And I think that what he's saying is valid. Right now, the system is being kind of abused in a way that, you know, it creates a market where running backs don't get long-term deals. You might also be one to scoff at, oh, you know, like Saquon Barkley signed an $11 million contract and the franchise tag for running backs in the NFL dropped over the last few years from, I think it was $10.9 million to $10.1 million, which you might look at that as well and go, oh, you only lost $800,000 compared to the over $10 million you're still making. How, you know, why are these guys complaining? But, I mean, guys like Patrick Mahomes and other players around the league that have gotten these massive contracts, they will be set for life. They are accumulating millions of dollars, like into the hundreds of millions of dollars in wealth to set them for life. I mean, $10 million is nice, and $10 million will get players by for a good chunk of their playing career, but what happens after they're done playing? And, you know, throughout their contracts, they've only made a net total of $10 million. That's not necessarily going to set them for life. It'll help them throughout their playing careers, but then what? What about after their careers? Guys like Mahomes will be set for life after their careers with hundreds of millions of dollars. So I get that from running backs as well. You're milking out their best value while they're young and while they're not being paid as much, and by the time it's when it's time to pay them, you're saying, well, we can't really pay you that much because you're hurt, or you're not as valuable. You're not as good anymore. In that regard, it's not fair. And I get that. And again, you know, Saquon Barkley, I don't think is going to be able to live his entire life on $10 million. It'll get him through the next 10 to 20 years of his life, but then what? Then what's he going to do? You know, dedicating most of his time and energy to playing the game and to, you know, staying physically fit to participate in the game, to learning the plays and executing those plays on the field when it's game time, you know, investing all of that energy and time into being the best he can be. And by the time he's done, he's not going to be set for life. That's my whole perspective on this. And I get that from Najee because it makes sense. It feels like that system in that case is being abused. So I understand it from their perspective, but I also understand Irsay's perspective in that, hey, you know, you all signed this collective bargaining agreement. Now one position group is trying to unionize on its own. That doesn't seem fair, and it seems rather inappropriate. And, you know, I know what I think about, you know, where the running backs are in these situations. You know, and I can understand the perspective of those running backs, but I also kind of agree with Irsay's comments. It's a collective bargaining agreement for all the players. So if you want to negotiate, you want to try to renegotiate in the middle of that contract, that's not fair because we as the owners are making compromises so that many of you can get what you want. So I see both sides. I really do. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Got a caller. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Nicholas Callis. This is Charlie Borges again. How are you, sir?
Charlie, you got to start calling the hotline, sir.
I have been, but it keeps saying that the call has failed, so we got to get on that one there, bud.
All right, well, I will call you in a little bit, or call me back in like 3 minutes.
Okay, sir. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Charlie Borges, nice man. Been producing for a while. He's the on-site engineer today at St. Vincent College. Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson are out there today, and they're going to be doing their show live from training camp. So that's very exciting. So we're trying to get them connected so that we can get them on the air a little bit later. And so, yeah, that's exciting. A lot of NFL topics to go over today. Steelers, many Steelers have made some comments. We heard from Najee Harris, Mike Tomlin on a potential contract extension, T.J. Watt working with Alex Highsmith, and the rest of the defense. So a lot of exciting topics to discuss. The Pirates won a baseball game yesterday and won a series to start the week. That's exciting. Lots of Pittsburgh sports to talk about. And if you want to talk about it, you can at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet me or X me. I don't know what we're going to say about that right now, but Twitter being rebranded. But either way, it's at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. Tweet me and with some comments, tag me in those tweets. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about this morning. But I've given my 2 cents on where I find, or I've given my 2 cents on what I think about the running backs right now in the NFL and what they're asking for. And I really don't know which side to take because I think they all make valid points. But at the end of the day, The collective bargaining agreement was agreed upon, and it's been enacted. And I think it's hard to, you know, overturn anything that was made in that agreement right now. But the system may very well be being actively abused. So if you want to talk about it, call me, 412-928-9370. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, more Steelers talk. We may touch on the Pirates a little bit, and we're just continuing to get your morning started with sports right here on Pittsburgh's hometown sports station, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer is here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax. You can also check them out online at sunchevy.com today. High is going to be into the 90s. Right now it's light rain around the area. That should clear up. It'll be mostly overcast throughout the morning and then partly cloudy throughout the day. But today, high of 89, low of 73. And then tomorrow, high of 94, low of 72. Partly cloudy skies expected. That's fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Mike Tomlin on getting a contract extension or thinking about getting a contract extension with the Steelers. His first reaction. Sorry, let's try that again.
Wow, I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah, that's funny to me. Wow, no, never even thought about it. Mike Tomlin at his finest, very entertained by that. Also, Najee Harris went on had an extended conversation with members of the media about the running back situation, which, you know, I just touched on a little bit, you know, to start the show, because Najee has a good point, I would say, in that the system's being abused, and I think that the rest of the running backs kind of acknowledge that, okay, they're going to milk our best years out of us when we're getting paid little, and then by the time that we're supposed to get big contracts that are to set us for, you know, the rest of our lives after football, we're not really getting that. Jim Irsay, NFL owner, says that it's inappropriate to try to renegotiate a contract like that or a collective bargaining agreement like that when it's in progress, because both sides are compromising. Both sides are giving up a little bit. The NFL owners not getting everything that they want. Although, in turn, you know, as you think about it too, the NFL owners are going to make money whether or not, you know, any of the players get what they want. Well, that's not entirely true. I mean, if they went on strike for some reason, then the NFL owners might lose money. But for the most part, the NFL owners, no matter what the collective bargaining agreement is, NFL owners are going to make money. NFL players, they're like running backs right now, maybe not. The NFL running backs right now, they're in an undesirable situation. So I get both sides, and there's an argument to be made on both sides, and it seems that it can just go back and forth on, you know, which side has a point. I think that I think it's just a hard situation, though. But at the end of the day, when the agreement is complete, that's what mostly matters. And I do agree with Irsay in that sense, where if you're going to try to renegotiate in the middle of a contract, that's not fair. And even though the NFL owners are going to make money no matter what, they are giving up some in a collective bargaining agreement, because when you come to a compromise, you're giving up something to take something else. So I understand both sides, and it really is a tough situation right now, because you're dealing with a collective bargaining agreement, but also at the same time, you're actively watching that the system, you're actively watching the flaws in the system happen with these running backs right now. So it's a tough situation. 412-928-9370. I'm Nicholas Harry-Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Alright, quick talk about the Pirates while I have a couple minutes. It's it's exciting. It was an exciting series to watch over the weekend. The Pirates ended up winning the series. They took 2 of 3 games. Angel Perdomo hit Manny Machado and showed some life in the Pirates, and then the Pirates came back yesterday and held on to win 3-2 on the backs of several home runs. Brian Reynolds being one of those players to homer yesterday. That's exciting, is it not? The $100 million man hitting a home run. Definitely been a rarity this season. But it's good that he did. It's good that the Pirates could beat a team that has a payroll of over $300 million. I always love saying that. When the Pirates beat the Mets, I was thrilled, because that team is over 15 games back in the NL East right now for the NL East lead, and their payroll is also in the $300 million. So the fact that those teams are spending so much money and they're not beating the Pirates, that's awesome, and it even puts icing on the cake that they're also struggling in their respective divisions, investing so much in players and it not working out. So I always talk about this, but I'll continue to mention it. You know, talking about the Pirates, it's not always about spending the most money. It's about making the best investments with, you know, developing prospects and, you know, trading well and, you know, getting the free agents that are best for your team. We've got time for one more caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Maine out of Pittsburgh.
All right.
This is calling to touch base on what you were talking about, the running back situation. I got some folks there.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically, like you said, Irsay has a point, because, you know, just to generalize, you know, we talked, each side gave up, you signed it. It's not over till 2030, so you got to kind of deal with, like you said, it's pretty much one, maybe two position groups.
Yeah,
and also I feel with the running backs as well, because it's like, I don't think every running back should get paid. Like, Zeke, I'm not giving you a contract because you're a little older than, like I said, Josh Jacobs or Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And he was dispensable because they had Pollard. So, but a special guy like a Henry, I'm sorry, I'm paying him. I'm paying Barkley because of what he brings to the offense, and he kind of helps Daniel Jones with that system.
Yeah.
Being able to more rely on him, he runs too, so it works. So certain things like that I could do. Not everybody, though. So that's where I'm like, you know, like when Najee's come up, I'd have to see how he looks with this line. If he is, then he's still at that point where, you know, you just got to come with a fair number to where the injuries, his production, everything has to align, kind of. So that's pretty much where I'm at on each side. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Yeah, no, great points. I mean, that's kind of where I am with everything. Yeah, certain guys should get paid, and right now they're not. But it's difficult because of the collective bargaining agreement. Absolutely. No, I'm glad you expressed yourself, and it seems that we have nothing to dispute with those comments. So I'll leave it on that happy note.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.